want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. But it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Online and welcome in from the Boston Bruins. Forward Chris Wagner joins us now. I can't get him up on this screen, T-Bone, so if you could pop him up. Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's going on?
Oh, you tell us.
Busy day for you guys, huh?
Yeah.
What do we got, Saturday, 8 o'clock? Is that what you're hearing?
Is that what you're hearing, buddy?
That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah, All right. Lock it in, baby. Lock it in.
Well, I don't know. Have they not announced it yet?
They have not technically announced
no,
it yet.
It's been everywhere but officially announced.
Yeah, we've gotten memos on it, but yeah.
That's what we heard too.
Oh, that's what you're hearing.
And we're doing our scouting, and from what we've been talking about the Islanders here for the first couple hours of the show today, They're pretty good.
Tell us something about the Islanders.
Good hockey team.
Tell me something about the Islanders.
I haven't heard what you guys have said yet, but really good defensively, really good coach, well-structured.
We said all those things.
Good coach.
Yep, good team.
The goalie is playing really well. Sorokin kid. I came up with hockey there in 2018 for 6 weeks. Though that hotel stinks still.
Thank you.
Oh.
Is it a Marriott? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's gross again?
It is. Yeah. The rooms we've been in, they still have like the red carpet and stuff.
Yep. Nothing's convenient there. The whole area sucks. That whole Nassau area. It's a nice mall room there.
You keep saying it was like 8-9 years. It was a long time ago. I think it was 8 years ago.
Well, he's been it most recently. Not
must
me.
Have been a suite. Must
nice
have been
for
an upgrade.
Nice maybe for a Quincy it. Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. no, they're solid all the way around. They've had that fourth line's been together for like 10 years. It feels like so. They play hard. Their defense. No holes in it really. And they play, solid D. They play tight. And a good player in that Barzal kid who can make plays. But, it's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah, we, us hockey experts here, as we talked about the amount of rest, would it be beneficial or not beneficial to your type of team? And I said, with all those veterans and that, Tuukka has dealt with some physical things. We don't know the details on everything. But, rest has got to be good for you guys, right? Any time of year.
Yeah, I agreed with you a couple of days ago.
Okay, so you're listening. Good.
Yeah, I drove down the Cape for the day, so I got a lot of the show. Yeah, I think it's good for us. I mean, we have some older guys who I'm sure appreciate the rest, and it's just nice to decompress, especially after this year. We really haven't had rest since, February was the last time we had games out. Weren't every other day. It was good to, get away for a little bit and relax. But we've had two hard practices here, so I think we'll be ready.
What was the difference in the early games that you lost to the Islanders versus the games late that you won? Because there's sort of a clear line there. Later in the year, you guys played them tougher. And I think we may have talked to you about
early.
I think we had talked about this in an interview maybe going back about a month. But what was the difference?
I think I said in those games, we were in the game or had the lead or, tied going into the third period. And then for whatever reason, we played awful in the third and they got away from us. Recently it was right after the trade deadline. So we were kind of buzzing. Obviously the additions of those three guys helped. And then I think we just played an overall team game for 60 minutes instead of 40, and things took care of themselves.
Hey, I want to ask you about the handshake line at the end of the Cap series. Everybody overanalyzes.
I heard this BS too about
Tuca and him. Right? It was quick. We saw the video. We disagreed with
it. What did you guys say about it?
We said no. I thought they said something to each other and they moved on. Like,
it didn't look like anything to me.
People are making a big deal out of it.
It looked like they shook hands and had a couple of words. What do you want them to do?
Your embrace with him was longer.
Yes,
that's all.
Yes.
Yeah, by like 2 seconds, probably. I mean, I think we all could have talked to him for, you know, 5-10 minutes and have a full convo. And then it's just like, you just roll through. I mean, Z knows everybody. And obviously, you know, some guys are different and want to, you know, give him a hug or whatever. But, it's just a handshake line. It's just nothing to make a big deal out of, I think.
But he grabbed you by the head. He practically put his hands on your cheeks and planted one on you.
Patted you on top of your head.
You two had a moment.
No, I don't think so. Well, not that I know.
Okay, well, the film says differently, and that's what people were talking. People were talking about that as much as they were the alleged snub for Tuukka Rask, which none of us saw. Once we saw it, we're like, what do you want him to do?
Everyone's just all over Tuukka all the time, so that's par for the course.
Was Wilson a dick in the line?
No, he said, you know, good battles, me. And I said, have a good summer.
Get mad. What was last week? Why don't you get mad and have a good summer?
Now you're wishing him a good summer.
Well, I mean, I honestly, when I'm going through the line, I'm like, what do I even say? Like, good series.
You hate the handshake line, then.
No. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I would expect someone to say that to me if, you know, I was in line, we just lost, like, have a good summer. It's like, oh, yeah, have a crappy summer.
doesn't it feel like an enforced AAU thing? Like, just line up and shake hands?
I mean, I think it is cool, though. I mean, we try to kill each other for 7 games or 5 games, whatever it was. And then, you know, like, everyone respects each other, which is nice. And you're going at each other's throats. And I think that's cool. I mean, the thing is, it's not like we're helping each other up off the floor like NBA, you know. So, where, you know, it's not like any of that. But then once it's done, you move on.
All right. Other topics this week. Julio Jones, you want him, yay or nay?
I don't see why not. I don't see how it would hurt. I still don't know what is it, a second rounder? Is there asking price?
Let's say it's a first.
It's a first now?
Yeah.
I mean, why? How would that hurt is my thing. Mm-hmm. And a second round is not bad. I mean, he had some injuries last year, but I mean, it's gonna help no matter what. I think it's worth it, especially if we pretty much loaded up here in free agency. So, what's another piece?
What's your little Zavarian friend say there regarding the Kyrie stuff? And you've heard Kyrie saying coming back, and he brought up racism in Boston and Kevin Durant. Yeah, the whole world knows about it. Yeah, that's the whole world. As a professional athlete, you grew up here. Like, have they talked to you about it from a hockey perspective? And I know
you've got so many black guys on
your
team.
What's the Zavarian tie-in?
Well, I don't understand this question at all.
Anytime we ask him a question, he always says, well, yeah, my buddies, they inform me. He's got this network of Zavarian guys that keep him up to date on stuff.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay.
Just in case Wags was taking a nap or something.
And then figure out what's going on in the world, pretty much.
What's their take on it?
Get on the group chat, say, hey, guys, thought experiment.
Are they going to boo him?
No, let's have Wags on and ask about his friends and what they think.
I don't know. I'm going to start bringing them on one by one.
Hey, they're always welcome. Give them the number.
Should we get to the most important point of the day?
And what's that, Hardy?
Someone's got a birthday.
Well, we didn't forget. He may have thought we forgot.
Who's a big boy today?
But you listen, so you know that on our birthdays around here, T-Bone makes a montage for us.
Oh, really?
That's what he does for whenever we have a birthday. We all get that treatment from him. So he decided to do one for you.
Here we go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Cue it up, T-Bone. Everyone wants to know what it is you were saying to Tom Wilson last night. What was going on there?
Nah, I just told him to get mad.
Rifles it ahead. Wagner just popped Trevor Moore head down. Oh, that was a a pass where he was absolutely going to get labeled. He did.
The center's deflected. They score! Chris Wagner!
Back of the net. Now Wagner fires. He scores!
Shoots deflected. They score! Chris Wagner!
And now brought in. Wagner fires. He scores! Wagner took a feed from the far wall. Over the line, into the slot. Here's Wagner. Backhand. He scores! Wagner leads it over to the far side. Carlo shoots. And Jones is saved. Rebound. They score! Chris Wagner. Wagner's got it into the far circle. Walks in. He scores! The Walpole native rushed down into the slot. Got Mrazek to open up and pumped it through the five hole. Bruins 5, Hurricanes 2.
Don't poke the bear.
Oh, that's clever. happy birthday.
Yours is so much more positive than any of ours.
Oh, yeah.
That's
all your guys' bad takes or something.
All our flubs and our screw ups.
Oh, hey, packed house Saturday night. You got to be geeked for that, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about it. Like that. I don't think I'm going to be able to feel my body in warm ups.
You're going to get goosebumps. I get it now thinking about it.
Be floating around when we come out for the first period. It's going to be awesome.
Part of that is age, too. At 30 years old, your body starts to change. You'll be going through like a male menopause here soon. So you're gonna
have
all kinds of sensations you're not used to before.
Leaky butt.
So get used to that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm all looking forward to it.
All right, Wags.
Good luck, buddy.
Happy birthday.
I'll see ya. Thank you. Bye.
Chris Wagner on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.